As the new year begins, this special edition of Around Montgomery County will take a look back at some of the 2015 stories of the area. The year included many hellos and goodbyes, some changes, and stalemates. In February, we said goodbye to Wayne Rosenthal as state representative. He's now the director of the Department of Natural Resources, and appointed to his place and sworn into office in February was then 22-year-old Avery Bourne. Here's a cut from a March interview with Bourne.
So is this your dream job, or do you have like future goals that you're looking toward achieving?
Yeah, I went to law school with the thought that I wouldn't be a traditionally practicing lawyer, but instead that I would go into something with public policy, something with legislation, and always thought that holding public office would be the dream job. I never expected it would be this soon. So right now, this is my priority of learning this job, but I think this will open doors to careers that I didn't necessarily think were possible at such a young age.
So are you still in law school?
Kind of, yeah. So I finished up one class after the appointment. It was like a half a semester class. And so I took that final on Friday. And now I'm no longer in any courses, but I'm still enrolled and have 6 more years to finish the remaining coursework that I have.
So is being a state representative like count towards school credit? Or how does that work?
That's what we're working on. Hopefully some of it can. Hopefully I can get some externship credit for legally related experiences I have up in Springfield. So that's the goal.
State Representative Bourne is currently campaigning to be elected to retain her position. The general primary election takes place Tuesday, March 15th. Another hello this year was to a new monthly event in Litchfield, the Picker's Market, an open-air market featuring refurbished vintage and antique items.
Awesome. I mean, overwhelmed. That's phenomenal how many people showed up.
That's Mark Brazel of Litchfield Prairie Pickers. He was the one who came to the city with the idea of the Pickers Market.
It's been shoulder to shoulder all day long, so we're very happy with the response that we received. Happy with the city's support and, you know, everybody coming out and Sarah's work that she did with the advertising and everything. I mean, everything was key to all of this coming together, and people have made money, you know, the town's made money, people have found good junk, and everybody's coming back next month, so it's going to be great.
Robbie Wolf from the History Channel's TV show American Pickers attended the market. He says he gave Brazel some advice that seemed to make for a successful first market.
People don't want knickknacks. They want actually good quality antiques, so if you could bring quality antiques to the surface and actually continue to bring that stuff out every month after month, you'll get a good show and people will actually come out. I mean, I think there was probably 3,000 or 4,000 people that showed up today. And talking to the vendors that were here that actually had good quality stuff, they all did well.
That was a cut from a story on the first Pickers Market in April. The event took place every second Sunday of the month, April through October, and was successful in attracting vendors and visitors from over 50 miles away to Litchfield. The Litchfield Tourism Office plans to begin the 2016 season of the Pickers Market in April. A big part of the year in Hillsboro revolved around a group known as Imagine Hillsboro.
And then we said, no, we're going to be called Imagine Hillsboro. And they're like, well, what's that? And we're like, oh, we don't know. We'll let you know here soon.
That's Zach Weigel. He's involved with Imagine Hillsboro. And he and Leslie Pollard are usually the ones to talk to if you want to know about Imagine Hillsboro. The group held a community reveal party in June to showcase the goals the volunteer group had been planning.
There's a lot of people that's worked a lot of hours on this, believing in this.
Don Downs is the Hillsboro Commissioner of Streets and Public Improvements and also a part of the Imagine Hillsboro group. In an interview before the community reveal, he says it all started with a meeting in 2014.
We came to this meeting. They gave the group a bunch of suggestions. What would you like to see Hillsboro become, or how would you like to see it grow? And they put all this in a computer system, and it all spit it out. What type of goals that we're all looking for?
So each group within Imagine Hillsboro takes on a specific goal. Some of the goal groups include education, business, festivals, and parks and rec. Some of the things you probably heard about that the festivals group was a part of include the Harvest Market and the How the Grinch Stole Hillsboro event. Also in Hillsboro this year, a new coffee came to town. The following is from a feature story on Black Rabbit Coffee from earlier this year. Isaac Reynolds and his wife Bailey started Black Rabbit Coffee just a few months ago in the back of Karen's Coffee and Donut Shop. Isaac works as a carpenter but wanted to also make money off of loving coffee. A lot of reading and research and coffee drinking took place before they decided to start their own roasting business. After getting a coffee roaster in Kansas City, doing a lot of duct work and experimenting with beans which they get from Midwest Coffee Trading, they started selling coffee online. Isaac says he's surprised by the positive response to their coffee.
It's everything I could have hoped for, pretty much, like the response at least. It's just like awesome.
Really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so really awesome. Cool. People are really encouraging. It's like lots of people seem to really want us to succeed, which is just cool. I don't know. It's like, I guess I didn't expect it, people to like it that much or be that into it. It's cool. The support translates into sales, but it also is just like intense support. It's awesome. Like just emotional, vocal, awesome support. Oh, it's cool.
Black Rabbit Coffee hopes to eventually have their own coffee shop, but for now, you can find their bags of coffee in various stores around Hillsboro or online at blackrabbitcoffee.com. In 2015, we said goodbye to some well-known community members who we'll miss, including Faith Hartzell, Alexis Wernsing, Hayward Talley, and Nancy Gaylor. Their impact on the community will be felt for many years beyond 2015. We also said goodbye, but not for long, to Pizza Man in Litchfield and the Broad Street Bar and Grill in Hillsboro. Both places were significantly damaged in fires in May that occurred in both places on the same day within a few hours of each other. Both are planning to rebuild, and if you drive by Pizza Man in Litchfield, you'll see they recently began the process, and Pizza Man Scott Chandler said most recently they plan to reopen in April. Other news items from this year include the 25th and last performances of The Promise at Zion Lutheran Church in Litchfield, the introduction of the CEO program, which is the Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities program for high school seniors, which gives Montgomery County students the chance to gain hands-on experience from business people in the area and to start their own class and personal businesses. Human foosball was introduced at Party in the Park in Litchfield during the summer. The Hillsboro High School building project took steps forward, and an item regarding new buildings will be on the ballot in March. And WSMI gained a new agriculture news director, a news director, and translator station W295BQ 106.9. Here in the news department, I've learned all the different synonyms for the word impasse. Stalemate, deadlock, standoff. There's more, and I may be using them if the Illinois budget gridlock continues. The standstill since July, which is the end of the state fiscal year, is causing many organizations who rely on state funding to question how they'll keep going if leaders can't agree on a budget soon. One piece of good news that came out of the area recently had to do with one of those organizations. The CEFS Golden Circle Nutrition Program received donations in December after the community found out meal deliveries would be reduced due to the state budget impasse. The program in Montgomery County serves homebound senior citizens in Litchfield, Hillsboro, Raymond, Witt, and Irving. Because of the lack of budget, meal deliveries were going to have to be reduced to 4 days of the week. According to Golden Circle Nutrition Program Project Director Debbie Weber, because of donations, meals were delivered 5 days of the week through December in Montgomery County.
Not only is the meal, it's the daily check-on that is just almost just as important as that meal that nourishes their body. This nourishes their mental, to know that they're just not quite as alone as they might think they are.
When I talked with Weber later in December, she said to make sure and pass along her thanks to the community for their help and donations to the program, and no matter how big or small the donations, they were much appreciated. And giving and helping out were themes of not only this year, but of the county anytime. Kyle and Mary Hirschelman found out in 2014 that their now 4-year-old daughter has a rare genetic disorder known as infantile neuroaxonal dystrophy, or INAD. Last year, people in the community held many events to help raise money to benefit INAD research.
That is sheer generosity in this community. I mean, you talk about the events, but we've had very little to do with most of the events other than to bring Grace. I still get calls every week that people call and say, hey, do you care if we do this? We want to help raise money for the INAD study. And we say yes. I mean, you never know where that dollar comes from that's gonna cure it.
Events last year to benefit INAD research included a Grace-filled Journey 5K and the Grace Cup. Also last year, Make-A-Wish Illinois sent Grace and her family on a trip to a Disney resort outside of Honolulu. Research on INAT is being done at Washington University in St. Louis. Through various interviews with people about fundraisers for the Montgomery County Cancer Association, Pause Care of Montgomery County or INAD Research, and coat drives, shoe drives, food drives, everyone commented on the volunteer and giving spirit of the residents of Montgomery County. Here's a cut from an interview earlier this year with Wally Siltman and Brenda Cobetto, who are both involved with the Montgomery County Cancer Association.
I will say this for our county. People back a situation like a Faith or whoever, when it comes out, we should be proud of the people in our county, the way they do things. And that's what's made our organization so strong, is the people.
Our county is not a very wealthy county, and people just give and give and give.
And we'll end with what I think is one of the best sound bites about the 2015 Spirit of Montgomery County from an October interview with Alicia Grossenheider, who started the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group.
Montgomery County is all about Montgomery County, and we might be a poor county, but we are not in our wealth of supporting every function, whether it is your school to keep sports going, whether it's the Heart Association, whether whatever it be. Montgomery County supports Montgomery County 100%.
That was this week's edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomach, and I look forward to bringing you more stories from around the area in 2016.